The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is such a privilege, a delight to welcome all of you to the program today. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I'll share just a little bit of our weekend with you. But first, I just want to mention we're going to deal with the shooting in San Diego at the synagogue. We'll do that at the top of the hour when we'll have plenty of time to deal with that. There are some new things that have just come out, and we'll share that with you at the top of the hour. However, what the mainstream media is not reporting, they're just not reporting at all, is how that Christians are being persecuted, arrested, shot, killed, raped, all over the world on a regular basis, and yet you never, ever read about it in the American press. Now, let me give you an example. Today, headline. Oh, no, this is not from the New York Times, CNN, the Washington Post. No, this is from an obscure news source. But the headline is, at least five killed in suspected jihadist attack in Burkina Faso church. Yeah, over the weekend, let me read the story. At least five people, including a pastor, have reportedly been killed during a gun attack on a church. This is a Christian church in Burkina Faso by suspected Islamic militants who fled the scene on motorbikes. The attack happened during Sunday morning worship services, approximately midday in the northern town of Silgati in Burkina Faso. And then the story goes on to say, this is amid an uptick in jihadist violence in the country. And then it chronicles several instances just in the last couple of months where Christians in Burkina Faso have been killed by Islamic militants. And then it goes on. Heavily armed al-Qaeda-linked militants in Mali have carried out a number of high-profile attacks in central Mali, attacks in Niger in recent months. So the fact is, and again, we're going to deal with the synagogue shooting happened here in America, a tragedy. We need to talk about it. We need to condemn it. But there are attacks happening around the world on Christians, against Christians, on an ongoing basis, and we hardly ever see it, hear it reported in the American mainstream media. And we can, You know, we could debate all day long what the motivation is. Do they believe that maybe Christians deserve it? I don't know. It's very difficult to try to diagnose other people's motives. But the fact is, there is increasing persecution against Christians, and it's being completely ignored by the mainstream media. All right, hey, this weekend, Joy and I began a four-day revival up in Ashland yesterday at First Baptist Church of Ashland, a historic church there in Ashland. And we had such a wonderful time with the sweet people, the pastor, Butch White, and his wife, and the great people. Great attendance yesterday morning, people responsive, hungry for the Word of God, and then great attendance last evening, which, you know, not many churches have evening services anymore, and it is rare that churches schedule extended meetings, a revival meeting, a mission conference meeting, a 3-day Bible conference, a 2-day Bible conference, or a 4-day Bible conference. For the most part, these are things of the past because nobody shows up. It's sad, but true. That's why very few churches, when I was growing up, every Bible-believing church, even the liberal churches, had a revival at least once a year, had a Bible conference at least once a year. The more conservative churches had a missions conference at least once a year. 3, maybe 4, 5 times a year. There would be Wednesday through Sunday meetings, Sunday through Wednesday meetings, and they were extremely well attended. And occasionally, a revival would break out, and a 3-day meeting would turn into a week, and then a week would turn into 2 weeks, and 2 weeks would turn into a month. But times have changed. I get that. I understand it. But it is unusual for churches to schedule a revival meeting. And Joy and I love to do these meetings because you have 2, 3, 4 days when you can really get to know the people, minister to them, share the Word of God, and then just see what God does. So we were there yesterday, and we'll be there tonight, believe it or not. We'll be in Ashland tonight at 7 o'clock, pretty close. Tonight, tomorrow night, and Wednesday night. And I was shocked at how many people in the church in Ashland are regular listeners. And I am assuming we'll have some new listeners today. So anyway, just delighted to be there. And if you live in the Ashland area, 7 o'clock tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, First Baptist Church of Ashland, Joy and I will be there for a 4-day revival. Just what a privilege and an honor to minister to those folks. And we are just very, very grateful for that privilege and opportunity to be there. Hey, just a quick note, because I'll probably forget later. At the top of the hour, we will be joining, or we will have our friends from Tampa, Florida, join us again. We haven't done this for quite a while. If you are a regular listener, you know that their afternoon talk show host, Bill Bunkley, has been battling leukemia. God has been so good. He's been back on the air for quite some time. But for several months, 3 days a week, we were simulcasting in Tampa, Florida on WTBN. Well, Bill Bunkley is just having some rough days, as could be expected. And the plan is today and tomorrow, we will be simulcasting with our friends at Faith Talk, WTBN down in Tampa. By the way, if you know people, and many, many, many of you know people in the Tampa area, tell them to tune in today, 4 to 6, on either 570 or 910 AM, 570 or 910 AM or 102.1 FM. 570 or 910 AM or 102.1 FM in the Tampa Lakeland area in Florida. Give them a call, send them an email, send them a text, and encourage them to tune in today, 4 to 6. Well, most people will think this is very lighthearted, but it's not to me. New York City has finally gone too far. It's true. New York City, well, let me just read the headline to you. New York City to ban hot dogs and processed meats to improve climate. It's true. The city of New York City is banning hot dogs. Now, I have hot dogs very irregularly, not very often at all, but I love hot dogs. I'd just soon have a really good hot dog as a steak. I love hot dogs. I consider myself to be a connoisseur, although I don't eat them very often. But New York City, the plan will cut purchases of red meat by more than 50% in city-controlled facilities such as hospitals, schools, and correctional facilities. The new commitment builds off the Meatless Mondays campaign that was adopted in 2017 in all New York City schools. Now get this. New York City Mayor de Blasio has said, quote, "It's a difficult plan, but it's a necessary plan." Are you ready for this? This is the mayor of New York, and I'm quoting. "Estimates tell us that we have only 12 years to get it right." There is no proof to that claim at all. That claim came from the wacko AOC, Alexandria, or whatever her name is. You know what her name is. She came up with that. In 12 years, we're all going to die. There's no scientific evidence at all for that. Totally unsubstantiated. And yet the mayor of New York City is quoting this whack job. "We only have 12 years. Because of that, we're going to save the world by banning hot dogs. If we only have 12 years, I'm going to start eating more hot dogs." All right, quick break. We'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation are at it again. Yeah, they are. This time it is Ohio, and this time it is New Philadelphia, Ohio. Now, that's very special to Joy and I because we lived in New Philadelphia, Ohio for a while. We were involved in the music and youth and education at First Baptist Church of New Philadelphia. That was a long, long time ago. But we love that area. We love New Philadelphia, always have. Well, Welty Middle School in New Philadelphia. I want you to listen to this carefully. Welty Middle School in New Philadelphia has had a Ten Commandments plaque right outside, I think it's the cafeteria. I think it is. No, it's near the entrance to the auditorium. All right. A Ten Commandments plaque near the entrance to the auditorium. Welty Middle School in New Philadelphia. It has been there on the wall since 1926. That's when it was placed on the wall. Donated to the school, was not paid for by any school district dollars, but back in 1926, a Ten Commandments plaque hung on the wall near the entrance to the auditorium at Welty Middle School in New Philadelphia. It has been there all these many, many, many years. 90 years. Been hanging there on the wall. No one has said a word until recently. A parent. How often have we heard that? A parent. One person. One parent. Now, just for a moment. And I suppose you could do the math. Think about how many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of students and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of parents have seen this plaque on the wall since 1926. Multiplied thousands. And it was not a problem. No one said anything until recently. A parent said, "We're offended. We feel out of place. We feel discriminated against. We're not accepted. My child," and we don't know whether it was a boy or a girl. We don't even know for sure whether this parent actually exists because they're not named. Anyway, supposedly this parent contacted the Freedom from Religion Foundation in Wisconsin, and the Freedom from Religion Foundation sent a letter to Welty Middle School in New Philadelphia, Ohio, saying, quote, "This plaque is a flagrant violation of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. The district's promotion of the Judeo-Christian Bible and religion over non-religion intermissibly turns any non-Christian or non-believing parent, student, or staff member into an outsider. School children already feel significant pressure to conform from their peers. They must not be subjected to similar pressure from their school, especially on religious questions." That's right. That plaque on the wall could actually try to influence them not to cheat, not to steal, not to lie. Oh, how terrible, how horrible. It's almost unimaginable that a child would face peer pressure from a plaque on the wall to tell the truth and honor their parents. And not to kill anybody. Can you think about how mean-spirited that is? To try to convince middle schoolers not to murder someone? Oh, the horrors of it. Oh, my goodness. Now, here's the good news for now. The school district has not responded. The story says it is not known if the district plans to respond. Well, I hope they do respond. I hope they tell the Freedom from Religion Foundation to take a long walk on a very short pier. Anyway, it's been there since 1926. It has not been unconstitutional for over 90 years. And now all of a sudden, one parent and this evil organization in Wisconsin has now determined unilaterally it's got to be taken down because it's unconstitutional. We'll keep an eye on that. Again, I hope the school district there in New Philadelphia, and we have listeners in New Philadelphia. Stand strong, folks. Don't buckle under. Don't give in. Stand up. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.